Well, Coffee Mambo Jumbo had to come all the way to Nice to finally catch up with Gail, who runs the London Coffee School, which is adjacent to Macanta, which I've reported on already many times, the Coffee Hunter, and I've been there, and I've been a big write-up on CoffeeMamboJumbo.com. But now I'm with Gail, and it's fascinating to finally meet up and for Gail to tell us what the London School of Coffee is all about.
Yeah, well, we're here really just to offer advice, give training for anybody that's interested in coffee, whether you're a home user and you just want to understand how to operate your machinery correctly, or whether you're really interested in learning to taste coffee, become a cupper, roast coffee, whatever area you're looking at, we can train you in it. We have some of the best trainers in the world who are involved in judging at all the UK and World Barista shows, and we're just here to offer advice and help for anyone that wants it.
How many years have you been going now?
We've been going for about 8 years. We started off very small, just sort of assisting Macanta, and it's been really word of mouth, and we've just developed and grown to the point now where there's probably about 16 different courses, 8 independent trainers working for us. We're doing events. You know, we're involved in all areas, so it's been really good fun.
So have you been involved right from the word
right
go,
from
Gail?
The word go.
Right, okay.
From the word go.
And yes. Your interest in coffee comes from where?
I fell into coffee quite by chance. I ended up working at Macanta about 12 years ago. Just went in as a temp. They wanted someone to help out in the office.
Right.
And I learned to roast, and then I learned to cut.
Wow.
And then I learned some barista skills, and then I got very much involved in the importing of green coffee. I've been fortunate to go out to coffee plantations. And then I took some time out, had a couple of children, and when I went back, Stephen said, do you want to run a coffee school? And I said, yeah, that sounds like fun, and we took it from there.
So do you train as well, or do you kind of do the logistics?
I don't get involved in
the training.
Okay. I just run all the logistics and, you know, try and offer people. I try to be the first port of call for someone ringing the school or contacting the school, because I've got a little bit of background knowledge. I can hopefully guide them in the right direction, what course they need, or what trainer they might want to work with, and just try and help
them. So tell me a bit about the trainers themselves. Like, let's say the barista trainer.
We're very fortunate. We've got, on roasting and cupping, we have Morten Munchau. Now, he's what they call a master roaster. He's Danish, so we fly him in every sort of month to do a course. He's an SCAE qualified trainer. He's here at the show today doing roasting training. And we have John Thompson again. They're all sort of world judges as well. We have Marilyn. She's an SCAE barista trainer. Again, a world judge.
Right.
So all of the trainers come from various backgrounds and various parts of the world, but we've managed to bring them all together here to provide a one-stop shop.
Yes, really. And you're in Kingston upon Thames, which
indeed.
Is in the south of, what, just south of London?
Yes, southwest London, yeah.
Southwest London, yeah. Not far from Coffee Mambo Jumbo's HQ, which is in Tooting. So you might even see me again and just take a closer look and maybe join you on a course. I don't know.
That
would be interesting,
that would
yeah.
be lovely.
But just one more thing. How many people do you think have come through your school and who've stayed in the industry and have done very well in the industry?
Wow. Well, hopefully quite a lot of people. I mean, we probably train anything from 30 to 50 people a week.
Really? Wow.
Some of those people may already be in the industry and they're just kind of coming back to learn. There's a lot of, you know, home users and people that come for fun.
Mm.
When there's events and things like that, they're just doing it for fun. And also retraining, refresher courses, you know, and obviously this is an ever-evolving industry, so there's always new stuff to learn. And our trainers try and keep ahead of the game. So, you know, we see a lot of people coming back. They might start with a basic barista course. By the end of it, they've maybe done 7 courses because they've fallen in love with coffee. So,
Sure. That sounds great. And why are you here in Nice for the World of Coffee?
Well, we're really very involved with the SCAE training courses. So we're just here really to promote that we're here and we can offer these courses and that people can come to us and hopefully get quite a lot of points towards their diploma.
Sounds good. Do you take people from abroad?
Oh, absolutely. We take people from everywhere. Anyone who wants to come is very welcome.
Cool. Kingston upon Thames is the destination for anybody who wants to take coffee seriously. Thank you,
absolutely.
Gail.
Thank you.